Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. If you've been listening already, you're not going to regret that, hanging around with us, continuing to hang around with us. You're going to be glad you did, because Andrea Nirenberg is in the building, so to speak. Andrea is our good friend. She is one of the world's experts on networking, on building better relationships with your customers. She's the author of Nonstop Networking and Million Dollar Networking. And she is a world traveler as well. She just got back from China, which she's going to tell us about that in just a few minutes. And folks, you know Lois Geller, who was just on the show the other day, our really good friend Lois, one of the sweetest people you'll ever want to meet. Well, she and Andrea are co-conspirators. These two are. When they get together, there's no telling what they're going to be up to. And they've been together for the last few days, and I can't wait to hear what kind of mayhem they have wreaked on the great city of New York City and parts around there. Andrea Nirenberg, welcome back to the show.
It's so great to always be on my very favorite radio station in the world, which I tell people around, even in China.
Let me ask you a question. How's your co-conspirator doing?
Oh, she's fine. We had a wonderful weekend. We went to our spa that we've been going to for so many years. And all
did they put the little rocks on you? Did they put the little rocks on you?
If Lois got a chance to do the marketing there, the spa would be world-renowned.
No kidding.
Oh yeah. I mean, it is a well-kept secret, but it's amazing. But we sat there, and we just came up with all kinds of,
But did did they put the little rocks on you?
Oh, all that stuff, Jim.
What does that do? What do the rocks do?
It relaxes you. Don't I sound relaxed?
No, yeah, you sound relaxed, but how, what are putting rocks on you? How does that relax you?
Because what it does is you have to just lie, gently. You can't talk. One thing they haven't decided to do yet is put rocks on your mouth.
I was going
to
say, how did you two work that out?
You'd be surprised. I totally am a different person. I'm just totally. I do nothing. How do you like that? Relax.
So you got these rocks on you, and did guys do that? Is this a girl thing?
Yeah, by the way, if you should talk to Lois sometime about the fact, with her spa magazines and newsletters, like 70% of the male population now goes to spas. First of all, it's a great place to connect with people, rejuvenate, and relax.
Well,
and if you recharge your mind, we know what happens.
I'll have to try that sometime. Maybe they might have to medicate me or something to get me to go in there, but I don't know,
I'm sure they have some great places just there, even in Alabama, that you could go.
Can I get a margarita there when I'm there?
I'm sure you can. Might be a little difficult, but I'm sure you can,
Jim. Hey, Andrea, you just got back from China. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
What were you doing there?
Well, I was there actually for 2 weeks, and I had business for 2 days there. So I had spoken for a bank that's here. They had me speak in their office in Shanghai, which is amazing. All I can say is I live in New York City, which I think is a pretty big city, but Shanghai makes
bigger,
New York look like a dot.
Yeah.
And it is so innovative.
It's too big, isn't it?
It's huge. There are more skyscrapers. I stopped counting after 200. Yeah. It was amazing.
Wow.
And everything. Beijing is getting ready for the Olympics, and it's phenomenal everywhere you go. But that is definitely the fastest-growing country in the world.
Was it the first time you'd been to China?
Well, it's the first time to mainland China in certain parts. I've been to Hong Kong like 8 times already, and I was there again. And it is also just bustling. It's amazing.
So, how did you find it there? What do you think about what's going on over there?
Well, I think first of all, there's so much happening. I mean, I even went down to the financial exchange where it's amazing what's going on there. First, it's huge, and so much going on. People go at such a fast pace. They get more done, I think, sometimes in the morning than we get done in a week, I hate to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot from some of the people and colleagues that I met over there. They're very good. They look at networking, of course, as I always do, too. It's relationship building.
Well, it's essential in that market, isn't it? That culture, that environment, networking is where it starts. It doesn't. You don't do business and then become close. You become closer than you do business, don't you?
Absolutely. And you know, after traveling there quite a few times, you know that it's all about first understanding the customs, understanding the culture. And I did a lot of homework again.
The protocol, following the protocol over there. I mean, paying attention to certain things is important over there, isn't it?
Exactly.
More so even than here, huh?
It's so true because, you know, I met with some of my colleagues that are Chinese before I'd gone over, and some of the things, even what colors to wear, certain gifts to bring,
Isn't it a little bit of a game?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we play those kinds of games as much in the United States. I mean, I think we're a little more tolerant of people. If somebody came over here from another culture and they didn't do things exactly like we do them, we'd kind of give them a break. I don't think they give you a break over there, do they?
Well, I think that what happens if you're open and you say, like I used to say to people, please excuse me and help me if I
help
make a mistake.
Help me, help me.
Because you know what? A lot of places, well, they'll just look at you and they won't say anything. And there's no word for no. They'll just, smile.
Stand by, Andrea. Quick break. Right back with Andrea Nirenberg after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show and the articles and the archives, thousands of each one of those. By the way, thousands of archives of past shows, including all the ones we've done with Andrea over the years, Andrea Nirenberg, our guest this half hour, and also thousands of articles, many of them Andrea wrote as well. And you can find you can subscribe to our newsletter there. You can find our blog, which we update every weekday. And also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. Check all of that out and use it to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in and hang out with us and use it, all of our stuff to your advantage. Andrea Nirenberg, as I said, is our guest. She's the author of Million Dollar Networking and Nonstop Networking. And, Andrea, give us your website. And if I'm not mistaken, you started a blog.
I have, and I would love people to go visit it because I'm having fun with it. My website is selfmarketing.com, so www.selfmarketing.com, which is going to be relaunched in the next few months, all new. But my blog, which you can get to by going to the website or even typing in my name, is The Niren Blog.
All right.
Spell that. NIRENBLOG. The Niren.
The Nirenberg. The Nirenberg. Nirenberg Niren blog.
How do you like that?
I like that. I can't say that three times. I like that. That's pretty good. The Niren blog.
And you know what? Today I wrote about. Today is a very special day. Today would have been my mother's 84th birthday.
Wow.
She passed away, as you know, last year, and it never gets easier. It just gets different.
You know, my dad's been gone a little over 3 years now, and I think about him every day.
Every day, and every single day. And it's such a wonderful thing. Lois has been teaching me, because, you know, she's the blogging queen, and I am learning so much. It's like having a conversation with the world.
Yeah. Well,
and
how
I'm
about
learning
how
does
it
a lot.
How does it help with networking?
Well, because, again, it's the largest community out there, and you say things to people, because what I do is, even in my newsletter and tip of the month that I send out, that I only have a certain universe on that at this time, but people then, if I put it on my blog, I get responses from other people, people I've just met, and it's phenomenal. And I can also ask questions, and for my, you know, my new book will be out in October.
Right.
Savvy Networking.
What's that called?
Savvy Networking, 118 Fast and Effective Tips for Business Success. It's basically quick tips to put into action, things that we all know, but common sense, not common
sense. I expect to launch it on this show, by the way.
You're the best. You'll have your copy in the mail, you know. So it's just fun, and I think what's happened, and I said this to Lois over the weekend, today we can do things that we couldn't do 10 years ago. Because, and even another business I got involved in, which is a travel online business, which is a multi-level business, not a pyramid. Everyone thinks pyramid, but this is a, you know, again, everything's affiliate-based if you think about it. But if you use Expedia or Travelocity or those types of things, why not book on your own site and get the commission back to you? So I'm just learning so many new things.
Well, you know, you were talking about things that we can do today that we couldn't do before. Before technology became what it is today, with the internet and all the different applications that we have and tools that we have, and how the culture has changed. Before that, small business owners were largely isolated in their little markets.
Exactly.
You know, they'd go to a national convention or something like that, and they would you know, meet some people, and maybe they'd keep in touch by phone or write a note or something like that. But with the internet, with the email, with blogs and our websites and all that sort of thing, we literally have the world at our doorstep, don't we?
Absolutely. That's the thing. I mean, it's fascinating. You want to go to a seminar or you want to go to another country, all you have to do is press on the website and never leave your house. I mean, clearly I would rather go to those places, but we can do so much today. That's why I tell people there's never an excuse not to research and know totally about your customer or contact before you walk in the door.
There's so much information that's available today. You know, I remember years ago when I was selling, you know, for example, for Xerox back in the 70s, if I saw a new customer, a new prospect that I wanted to call on, you know, I would go to the library and see what I could find on them. And you have any idea how hard it was to find stuff on businesses back in those days? It was almost impossible. And so you'd call somebody up and you say, tell me what you know. Tell me, you know, who are these people? What do they do? And all that sort of thing. And now, you know, you can get that information on your telephone.
Exactly. Everywhere you go. And there's so much. And if you don't even know something, all you have to do is go on to your favorite online search engine. We have to be careful of what names we use, because there's many out there.
Yeah.
And then just type in a word, and something will come up more than you ever could think about.
Right.
So it's amazing, don't you think? I think it's
well, and the thing is, though, is this is all part of being an effective and productive networker, isn't it?
Absolutely, Jim. You're so right. And I saw another one of your good friends who I met through you, Lauren Garvey.
Lauren's
she's,
a great
you know,
lady.
She's living up here in New York now, and we've become good friends. She's wonderful.
Yep.
So your ears must have been burning again last week. Your ears probably burn all the time from all the times we talk about you.
Well, Lauren's a great lady, and she's kind of reinvented herself again, and I'm proud of her. And boy, howdy, has she been a networker! This lady, folks, she moved from New Jersey to Florida, then back from Florida to the New York area, and just kind of had to reinvent herself. But I've never seen anybody take on networking with a vengeance like she did, and she is just through pure elbow grease networking. She has really changed her world, hasn't she?
Totally. So, I mean, it's great. So, wow.
And I think about what would have happened 20 years ago had she done those same things. I think about, you know, how you know, it'd be a whole lot different. And she'd be basically at the mercy of maybe an employer.
Absolutely.
And instead, she now has a new employer, but she brought with her quite a cachet of contacts that have been... will be valuable for both of them. Quick break. Stand by. Right back with Andrea Nuremberg right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
His hip ass streets are running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Andrea Nuremberg, the author of Million Dollar Networking and Nonstop Networking, and the brand new book coming out in a month or so. Give us the name of that new book again, Andrea.
Savvy Networking. Fast and effective tips for business success.
All right. You're going to be able to hear more about it right here on the Small Business Advocate Show real soon. Andrea, what's the difference? Now, we were talking about China in the beginning of our visit. What's the difference in your mind in the way we network in the United States and the way people network, say, in the Far East?
You know, it's interesting because I think it's all, again, about how people look at that misunderstood word. It's really relationships and relationship building. In that part of the world, it's very critical first to establish relationship and really get to know the person and go through and understand their customs and their culture before any business is discussed. Mm-hmm. You really have to do your homework.
I mean, it's a little bit of a gauntlet that you have to go through, isn't it?
Yeah, you do. And reality is, if we think about it, we do have to do that here, too, because you know, and we both know, people like to do business with people they like, know, and respect. But here, I think sometimes we're a little faster in the fact that we'll just start the business. Am I right?
Well, aren't we a little more, I mean, and doesn't that make us a little more tolerant of people?
Yes.
I mean, just because you don't shake my hand the right way, or I don't like the way you did, you know, maybe I would rather you do this or that when you meet me or whatever, that wouldn't necessarily make me not want to do business with you. But but in other parts of the world, you've got these little codes, these little tripwires, you know, these little snares that you could, that if you don't know what you're doing, you know, how to present your business card in a certain way and all that kind of stuff. It's actually a little bit of a game, isn't it?
It is, totally. And you know what? As an old friend of mine who passed away years ago, who lived in my first building in New York, who was like 93 when she passed away, she said, honey, if you're not in it, you can't win it.
That's
so
right.
You might as well learn to play the game the way they play it.
Well, the reason why I want to talk, I'm glad you're bringing all these things up and you're telling us about your trip over there, is one of the things that I'm really trying to get my brain trust, my audience to do, and I have been now since I've been on the air, is to get them to think about a global marketplace, to get them to think about exporting and importing and doing business with these people. And my article this week in my newsletter and in my column is all about how small business owners using technology, I believe, one little transaction at a time can contribute to peace by doing, because see, Andrea, I believe what Frederick Bastiat said 150 years ago. He said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. When somebody does business in Kankakee with somebody in Kabul, then that's, in my opinion, a little, even if it's just an eBay order, that's a little bit of a chink, a little bit of a building block for peace, in my opinion. And so the more we can know about these people who aren't like us, the more we can trade with them and do business with them and appreciate the differences.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
What you're saying, and you know what? We better be thinking about what they're doing in China and India. Just from being to both of those countries in the last year, they are moving quickly. They are really moving quickly. And they are really, we can take a lesson from what we can learn from those people.
Well, there are things we can learn from them, and there are things they can learn from us.
Oh, absolutely.
And those countries, as dramatic as their growth has been, you know, the interesting thing about them is in some ways they're their own worst enemy. I mean, their growth is almost too fast.
Yes, you're right.
But still, the human factor hasn't changed any. You know, they're going to be the human connection between them and us is not going to change. That part's not any different than it was 20 years ago, and it's not going to be much different 20 years from now.
You're absolutely right. It's amazing. It's true. People are people the world over. It's just how you connect with them.
Well, the point that I'm making is that maybe 5 years from now we've got to learn new technology.
Yes.
But whatever you learn today that will help you to meet and to get to know someone in another country, whatever you learn about that today will serve you well 5 years from now.
Exactly right. Which is why the key thing is, you just said the key word, learn. A day doesn't go by that I can't say, gosh, what did I learn today that's going to help me? And we learn every single day. Sometimes it's simple things that just appear in front of us.
You know, one of the things that I think makes small business owners who they are is their curiosity.
Absolutely.
I really believe that small business owners are inherently, an entrepreneur is inherently, almost by definition, a curious person.
Yes.
And if you wonder why entrepreneurs seem to have this drive, I think it's because they have a curiosity to learn, just like
Absolutely.
You said, Andrea. Give us that website again, please.
selfmarketing.com, which
and,
we'll be doing.
And the new blog.
And the blog, yes, the Niren blog. And I will tell you something. I'm trying to really start to understand how that works. So I'm
the blog is a different world. It's a different world when you're
I
blogging.
I love it.
Hey, Andrea, thanks for dropping by today. I always enjoy having you here.
I always love being on the show, Jim. Have a great day and
you
a
too.
Great week.
Bye-bye. We'll see you next time. You and Laura, stay out of trouble up there now.
Got
to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.